20 email subject lines to wow your prospects by Trev. That's me. Here are my favorite subject lines to catch a stranger's attention and increase your email's open rates. Yes, it may feel like clickbait to appear clever, but if you follow your subject up with the content you originally promised, and it's valuable content, then you'll come off as a subject line genius. So here are my 20 email subject lines to wow your prospects. Number one, free, we promise. And I mean, for this one, some people would say free doesn't work. It really depends on what kind of business you're in. Maybe giving free products is part of your business, in which case this could work really well. Doesn't work for every industry, but this one could work for you. Just a disclaimer there. So give it a try and experiment, because this is what it's all about. So that's number one. Number two, hello, name. Here is your exclusive ebook. This is really a personalized subject line. I love this subject line because you're focusing on the person's name and having them in there. You're going to be more likely to engage with it because it's got their name on it. Also, exclusive ebook. The word exclusive makes it sound like, oh wow, I'm special. Number three, five ways to insert catchy idea here. People love these how-tos and tips. This is what they love. They love listicles, and same goes for emails. So five ways to doing something, or five ways to just educate somebody on some sort of material, that's going to work well for you. Number four, why you should open this email. This is a this is a little clever, it's a little clickbaity, but this shows that you're confident. And if it works well with your brand personality of confidence, then you could probably get away with this. Again, none of these will work for every industry. Like, some of them might not work in your particular industry. So test them out, see what works. Number five, the number one reason why, insert idea here. So again, giving a number one reason. Okay, this is interesting. I gotta read this. Number six, your top 10 list for niche topic. So again, listicle, top 10. Top 10s are just being eaten alive. And if you want to switch it up, do like a top 11, top 21, switch it up. But the list is definitely a great way to get some opens. Number seven, insert their company name here, Insights. So ABC Company Insights, oh wow, you're focusing on their business and you're giving them insights. Okay, they have to open it. They have to figure out what kind of analysis you found out. So this is really good. If you're maybe like an SEO company and you want to catch someone's attention, give them some insights, some free insights, and mention their company name in the subject line. You will get some opens for that. Number eight, top 10 books every entrepreneur should read. So I did a post called Top 123 Books Every Entrepreneur Should Read, and that's been a really fascinating blog post, very popular. So I figure another top 10 list, and you're giving education. I love giving education in emails because it shows that you're not trying to sell, you're just trying to help someone out. And giving a book list, fantastic way to have a conversation. Number nine, how your sales could be better. The minute you say sales, it's like, yes, I want to grow, I want more sales, I want to read more. Number 10, where to find your next customer. Again, we're talking about sales here. We're talking about getting new business. I'm interested. I want to open this. Number 11, here is your unique discount code. So this subject line is great for shopping, e-commerce, discount code. Yeah, my mom eats this stuff up. She'll definitely open it up. If you're going to give her a discount code, she'll be all over that. Number 12, only for a limited time, dot, dot, dot. This is great. Having a time sensitivity to an email means somebody has to open it, action on it. They'll be less likely to push it off to the side. They'll be more likely to handle it right then and there. Number 13, nice to meet you at the insert show name. So this is great for a follow-up if you went to a trade show, or maybe you had a booth at a trade show, or you're just at an event and you saw some people. This is a great follow-up to say, hey, nice to meet you at dot, dot, dot. Number 14, how to grow your business. Awesome. It's very transparent here. This is like how to grow your business. Awesome. This is straightforward, to the point. I know what I'm getting when I open the email. Plus, valuable content once again. Number 15, why you should open this email. So this is, again, another area where, I'm interested. I need to figure out what kind of content's in this email. Number 16, video insights on insert their company name. So take the insights to the next level by giving some video content. The word video in the subject line tremendously benefits with conversions. So just adding the word video at the beginning of your subject line is a great way to get people in there. And then you're adding in insights. Okay, I gotta check this out. Number 17, infographic, niche stats. So figure out what the niche is, give the stats. Again, the word infographic, people love visuals, just like videos. So this is another opportunity to boost up your email subject line. Number 18, free 1-hour consult. Another free option here. If you feel like you can give a 1-hour consult, maybe 15 minutes, this is something that maybe people would bite on if you're a consultant or you're a service professional. Give this one a try. Number 19, this month's highlights in niche. So you're giving a monthly newsletter. Maybe you want to do a summary of the highlights of things that you want to share. This is a nice strategy, because if you put newsletter this month, it's going to get buried with other newsletters. So try to change it up by saying this month's highlights. Okay, that's something interesting there. Number 20, free shipping today. This is another option for e-commerce businesses, because you can give away free shipping and that'll help with your conversions. It's great if you have some products you want to highlight, and if you give free shipping, that helps with conversions on your store there, your online store. So give that a try. So those are the 20, and what you need to do is give these a try. Give them a try. See what works. See what kind of benefits you can get from it. And as I was going through the list, I noticed that I did a repeat. Sometimes you get some typos. So I'm going to give you another email idea. So one of the ones I duplicated by accident was why you should open this email. So another email idea, I'm just thinking on the fly here, is you could say your product is on its way. So this is if you're actually giving away something and you're giving a product. So this is a great idea because you're notifying them. You're notifying that you're giving them something, or your ebook is on its way. It could be a digital product. That subject line just helps with communication, I think. Being more communicative is great. Be careful, though, how often you're sending your emails, because then your subject lines have less of an effect. They'll look at who it's being sent from and they'll say, oh, not this person again. Another email subject line is like contest alert, 1 week remaining. I did a lot of these. And I like this subject line because doing a contest alert, it's like, oh, okay, again, another time-sensitive email. I need to check this out. I only have 1 week to fill this out, enter the contest to win. So doing like an alert could work as well. Just let people know, hey, this is urgent kind of thing. So those are the 20, and then I've added a few more there just to cover the fact that I've got a typo in my blog here. But with email marketing, it's about your experimentation to see what sticks with your prospects. Once you find a subject line that converts, keep using it. Don't just keep reinventing the wheel. Stick with something that's working. If you have fun in business, people will want to do business with you. Try to add personalization to your approach to really stand out. Even adding first names to subject lines can really set you apart from the crowd. Or even what I've seen on from companies like BuzzFeed, emojis. Emojis are showing up in email subject lines, and it's adding a little bit of personality. And being human is worthwhile. So try the emojis, see if it works. But those are the 20 plus email subject lines to wow your prospects. Hope that helps. Until next time, toodles, Trev signing off.